for Halachin Chavis Halavis, Tuesday night, or Lechav Tes Teves, Tav Shinayin Dalad. So, I assume it's quite common, especially with kids in the house, for people to enjoy or give to their kids grape juice ices, or maybe even wine ices, but usually grape juice ices. But you know, it's very difficult to be a Jew, and it's a major shiloh what bracha you make on it. So although it's easy to give out grape juice ices, but it's hard to make a bracha over it. So the poskim discuss it, and back and forth, and the maskana seems to be as follows, that if it's not difficult, it probably is difficult, but if it's not difficult, take some grape juice or wine, a little bit, and make a burfi agafen on that. Take something that's shahakol. You can take a drink, because you're not going to be drinking a revius of wine, so you can make a shahakol, or take something else that's shahakol, and then ices. But then, you know, a kid comes out, can I have ices? You know, you give him ices, you're not going to start this whole thing. So bottom line is, you make a shahakol on it. If you're not doing the eitzah, then you make a shahakol. Okay, and probably no bracha, no bracha achrona, because it's probably, even if you would eat, maybe it's a liquid, and you're certainly not eating enough drink, you know, eating enough of the liquid. If it is a liquid, then you're certainly not eating it b'chdei the time to make a bracha achrona. And even if it's a solid, you're probably not either. So no bracha achrona, and a shayla of a bracha rishona. That's not within the confines of the nature of this shiur, as Lotzkroll says, not within the scope of this publication. Whenever we don't know what to do, we say that. Okay. We're learning now Chavis Halbavis, Shar Avos Hashem, and we're in Perek Shlishi, and he's saying that to reach really Avos Hashem the way you should have it, in which it overshadows and overpowers and overshadows all other avos a person has. So there's a few premises that have to come first. You have to work your way. You can't just say, oh, I love Hashem. You could say that, but and maybe feel a glimmer of that emotion, but to really have it the way you're supposed to, he says you need a number of things to come first, and then it'll flow automatically, because you'll think about these things and then you'll be ohev the power that all these things are true about. So we learned about two, he says two. That's how he formulates it. Two types of Tohar Hayichud, two types of Kniya, two types of Cheshbon HaNefesh, and two types of Bechina. We talked yesterday about Yichud, and the two types were Yichud. Yichud of Hashem, Hashem Echad, and Yichud HaMaisa, where you direct all your actions for the purpose of doing the will of Hashem. All actions, whether you're going to work, or eating breakfast, or anything, anything you do, really, is Laman Shemo, is for the sake of Hashem. Those are the two types of Yichud that come first. Then, V'Hasher L'Kaniya, two types of humility, of submissiveness, submitting yourself. Hurry, achas hakniya l'shem yisroman v'yisadar, kniya towards Hashem. So that was like six words, but there's a whole shar hakniya in the Chavis Halvavos, which is rather not specially long. But he talks about what kniya to Hashem means. It essentially means, and I'll sum up now. He doesn't say at all here anything. He just says kniya to Hashem. He assumes if you're up to shar avos Hashem, you've learned already shar hakniya. Shar hakniya in very. Just in a nutshell, is the idea to recognize that we are nothing without Hashem. And every talent we have, everything that we're capable of doing, is all a gift from Hashem. And that's, Shar HaKniya is about that. So that you have that, and the Hashenis, HaKniya LeVechivi Hashem Usugulaso. This people don't like to hear so much, especially nowadays. Maybe not, especially nowadays. Specifically nowadays, kniya to Talmid Chachamim, kniya to people who are Ovdei Hashem on a special level, and the Am should feel a kniya towards them in order to be able to learn from them. It's very interesting. You might be thinking, and hopefully you are, like, why does this bring you to Avos Hashem? So that we'll discuss when we finish the whole list. Because you could say, you know, you don't see really why Yichud, maybe because then he's responsible for everything that happens in the world, and then you have the whole Shar HaBechina, which you appreciate Hashem's chesed by examining the universe. So that's all based on Shar HaYichud, that Hashem is responsible for everything that you see. But really, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, the idea of Yichud HaMaisa, that everything you do is for the sake of Hashem, you can see also maybe that brings Lidei Ava, because he is the focus of your actions, like a lovesick person. So they'll, like, everything they do will be to get into the good graces of the one they love. So maybe that also. But Kniya, maybe Kniya to Hashem, but Kniya to Tamid HaChachamim, like, why would that be a stepping stone to Avos Hashem? So we'll see. We'll come back and we'll review everything. Vashel Cheshbon HaNefesh, two types of Cheshbon HaNefesh, he says. Although this is Harei Hechad Cheshbon Adam and Nafsho Al Chavasu Lefnei Hashem, your obligations to Hashem if you're meeting them. But again, and the Chavis Ovis then goes on to say, because Chavis Ovis never doesn't like to throw out obligations to Hashem. He always says, Al Ritzifus Na'omo Olav, because of all the Chasdei Hashem that he does for you. Right? And the Chavis Ovis' theme in the whole Sefer is that Avodas Hashem is predicated upon, is a way of saying thank you to Hashem for all that he does. So now he says it also. So you make a cheshbon hanefesh if you're meeting your obligations based on, not based on, as because of all that Hashem has granted you. So are you saying thank you properly? That's how he defines performing your obligations. So that's one type of cheshbon hanefesh. The hasheni, very interesting, cheshbonu amnafsho l'Hashem al hastiru asavonosov the haricho apolo uslichosolo. That we had in the first perek, or maybe first perek. That also, that's a dover bifnei atzmo, appreciation and thanks and cheshbon hanefesh, meaning being aware of the fact that Hashem overlooks things we do wrong. If you think about how you spent the last 12 hours, I dare say you can come up with a long list of things you did wrong. If you can't, then just ask your wife. She'll make the list for you. Or ask your friends. Or they'll make the list for you. And you didn't really wash your hands properly, and you really make a bracha with kavana, and maybe you didn't see achdas from tefillin, and maybe you didn't really have kavana in shmona esrei, and maybe you said something sharp to your fellow man, and it was maybe onas tevorim, and maybe you didn't respond quickly enough when someone needed a favor, and maybe this and maybe that. So the long laundry list of things, and Hashem overlooks it. Chas v'shalom, overlook it is probably the wrong word, but Hashem is mochel it and gives you time to come to your senses and to act properly. That's the second, that's a specific cheshbon hanefesh right there. Cheshbon hanefesh if you're performing your obligations properly, and cheshbon hanefesh of appreciation to Hashem for being ma'arich af, because once you start thinking about what you do perfectly, you start saying, oh my goodness, I have a lot of things to be misakin.